Okay, and the delivery boy might come in the door and he'd say, here I've
brought.
Okay. Now, if you had, if a man bought a suit and he had just bought it, it wouldn't be an old one, it would be
a new.
Yeah. If you stuffed a lot of things in the pockets, it would make your pockets
bulge out.
Okay, if you washed a shirt or something, and it wasn't samurai, and you washed it in hot water,
mm-hmm.
you'd say the shirt. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't
okay, write. It would shrink or it shrank.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. And you'd say, lately it seems that everyone I have washed has.
Well, okay. I might say shrunk there.
Now, if you were talking about someone who. Was all the time standing in front of the mirror and putting on a lot of makeup and stuff like that. You say that person really, really likes to.
Now, are you talking about primp?
Yeah.
Primp. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a person who likes to wear really fancy clothes, you'd mm-hmm. say that person. I mean, like every time they go out, they always have on, you know, mm-hmm. like a dress and everything. You'd say that person really likes to
dress up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would you call them? A small leather container with a clasp on it to carry money in.
A billfold or wallet.
Right. What if it was those that women used to carry that was even smaller than that?
Okay, you're talking about
a
coin purse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would you call like that you carry?
I call that a purse.
You call that a purse.
Mm-hmm. Or a shoulder bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really call them a bag unless I say
unless
shoulder.
Unless it just goes with shoulder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Piece of jewelry you'd wear around your wrist.
Bracelet.
And then around your neck, a piece of jewelry that was strung together, you'd say.
Beads.
Mm-hmm. Now the things that men wear to hold up their
suspenders.
Yeah. And when it rains, you hold over your head.
Umbrella.
The last thing that you put on a bed when you make it up.
Bedspread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Now, do you ever hear of anything that was like a pillow, but it was wider than it was just like one that they would use?
Was it like, was it round?
Yeah.
Or did it make any difference?
I don't know if it made any difference or not.
But it was all in length.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've.
Have you ever heard the word bolster?
I don't know if I have or not. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if I've heard the word for it.
Now, if you were talking about something like that, like a bolster, you'd say it didn't go partway across the bed. It went, if it didn't go...
Oh, all the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
as opposed to plumb across.
plumb across the bed.
like in the wintertime, what would you put on a bed for warmth?
A quilt or a blanket.
You know of anything, it's kind of like a quilt, only it's not patchwork, but it's
a comfort?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you had like a bunch of people staying with you and not enough beds, you might have to make a place on the floor and you call it a...
Call it a pallet.
Now, this is going to be about land and stuff,
which
you probably won't know a lot about, but anyway, whatever. If you were talking about land that would grow just about anything. It didn't require any fertilizer. You'd say that land was very
fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Say fertile.
Oh, I don't want to say that. Do you know what you would call kind of low-lying land close to a river or close to
a delta?
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called bottom land?
Yeah, bottom land. Uh-huh.
Let's see. What about, have you ever heard of land called prairie land?